Rick Goddard on ABC Radio Hobart.
Lee Carmichael is director of Dark Lab. He brings you the Dark Mofo Festival and Project X down the Huon, which enters its second phase now. G'day, Lee.
Morning, Rick.
We were joking that you called it Project X, so every time you got an email, you felt like you were getting kisses from the community. Have the community loved what's been down there so far? How's it going?
Well, it's only really early stages, and we launched with a project by UK artist Chris Watson during Dark Mofo, and that was to get media down there, and that worked. So there's been over 300 stories written about just that project so far. And we had a supper club, so people that went down on the bus and did the experience at Hastings Caves come back, and 30 people a night.
That's a factor, I think, the media that people maybe didn't understand. You're going, it doesn't matter if we have thousands here yet. What matters is that we have the media speaking to hundreds of thousands.
Well, that was the overarching strategy, this first stage. Yep. I mean, of course, we would have loved to have done something that could get thousands down there, but we didn't have a heap of time. So it was just the start. It's a very, not a long, but we've got 12 months of hard work ahead of us. And we're pretty excited about all the things that we're going to announce and achieve and do down there over that time.
What are you announcing today?
So some people might be familiar with the ADP project, Aftermath Dislocation Principle, which was the shipping container that was next to the town hall with the miniature world of where the police had taken over after a riot. And that sat on the side of the road there for a couple of weeks. And
drove past it thousands of times, didn't see it.
Oh, you didn't? You didn't?
No.
Oh, you saw people looking in it,
yeah.
But you didn't get it. Yeah.
Mm.
So we're going to move that down to the Huon and travel it around six or so towns over the next 12 months. We'll start in Geeveston in August, and then we'll start a pretty strong marketing campaign backed up by Tourism TAS, have been absolutely brilliant, and we'll start to push people down south to check out this work.
Marketing within Tassie or?
Yeah, trying to get them as they arrive at the airport and Spirit and through our channels and through the media and yeah.
What else are you looking at? Have you got some other high profile things planned?
We've got a major project that's in the very initial stages, which will be the main project, very large scale installation. We've only, we haven't contracted the artist yet, but we're working on a proposal. That'll be for later in the year. But I think what we've decided to do is spread a number of smaller projects out over the 12 months. The Huon doesn't really have the infrastructure to cope with 80,000 people all turning up at once or even in a short time. Mm. So that's how we're going to kind of proceed.
What are your plans in terms of dealing with growth?
Well, we've certainly been growing at a rapid rate. I think we've almost hit our capacity in terms of what the city can handle. I think now our focus, as I've been saying for a little while, is to try and ensure that the festival remains at a really high standard, that it's different each year, that it's still unexpected, that there are experiences that you haven't had before, and that'll be our focus. Of course, the tourism numbers are still really important. We do receive quite a lot of government funding, and part of that is about getting those people down here from Melbourne and Sydney and across Australia and even the world now. So I think still 65% of our tickets are sold to interstate. Mm. I'm not sure whether that can grow. I think our focus is going to be on maintaining, trying to continue to have a great festival.
Because also, as you're saying, Melbourne are about to try and take over winter, including with some of your staff. So
yeah, some of my staff have left to go and work on a new festival that's going to be that's going to start next winter in Melbourne. They're joining the Melbourne Festival and the White Night Festival and combining that into one huge thing, which will be quite a challenge. So yeah, I mean, there's lots of festivals popping up around Australia that look and smell a little bit like Dark Mofo, and I think that's quite an honour. And I think lots of people are realising that winter's an opportunity, not just us. So in a way, we've led the way and we want to continue to push ahead. But the main thing for us is to focus on what we do and to try and continue to find those points of difference.
Project X kicks off with the shipping container in which town first, when?
We're going to get it down to Geeveston as soon as we can.
Yep.
So it'll be early August. And it'll be, it's such a great thing because it works 24/7. So it's always there. It's always on. You can graffiti it. You can, you know, turn up with your kids. It's worth the drive down. It's absolutely brilliant. It was a bit of a highlight for us in Dark Mofo. So I think it's going to go well. And I love that it can travel. So it'll spend time across the whole region.
It was much talked about as well. I'll let you get back to your school holidays. Lee Carmichael, thanks so much.